running to Babylon. Run all the way to Babylon. Me.
Folks, we are live December 20th, 2009. Merry Christmas to everybody. I got to kick it off with this Washington Post headline out of today. Copenhagen climate deal shows new world order may be led by U.S. and China. And why is this important? You see, when someone like Jason Burmes or Alex Jones talks about Copenhagen being about global government and a one world order, a new world order, we are often dismissed out of hand. Oh, they're kooks. Oh, they're crazy. How dare they make such a statement? However, 10 days ago, when the Wall Street Journal has a headline called President Obama and a new world order actually exists. You see, when they promote global governance, when they promote the idea of a new world order, it's okay to talk about it. But then when you go in and you read the Copenhagen Treaty, almost 200 pages, and you find out that the term government appears over 20 times, that they are trying to set up a pillar of world government, and the term taxation and cap and trade scheme is in there over a dozen times, which will be regulated by non-elected entities of the IPCC, a new world order doesn't sound that great. And then we become critical of it. And then again, out of hand, we are dismissed. Why is that? Let me read some of this, and it's got our good friend Zbigniew Brzezinski in it as well. Copenhagen, if the talks that resulted in an imperfect deal to combat global warming provided anything, it was a glimpse into a new world order in which international diplomacy will increasingly be shaped by the United States and emerging powers, most notably China. And if you listen to this program, I have discussed how us as Westerners have slowly slided towards this Eastern socialist communist philosophy. As these same communists and socialists, China in particular, move towards westernized styles of clothing and McDonald's, see, they remain in slavery. They just get some of the perks of the Western world. And we still have the perks of the Western world, but we get taken further into slavery. And that's really what the New World Order is. Friday's agreement, sources involved, the talk said, boiled down to President Obama and Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao personally hammering out a pact both could live with, even if many other leaders could not, when even squelched by his own neighbor's protests. And let's not forget, we have not seen any of the documentation that was signed on in this Copenhagen Treaty. We only saw the initial agreement that everybody was supposed to sign on, something like 191 nations. Apparently, 11 nations made some kind of an agreement, but as far as I know, it was not that initial treaty. And if you don't think this is about globalism, you don't think this has gone on incrementally over many administrations, look whose name pops up. Ever since the concept of a G2 was proposed this year by former U.S. National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, the idea that the United States and China together are going to solve the world's problems has been poo-pooed by both Americans and Chinese officials. Save the world from what? From your imaginary man-made global warming? I have a story in front of me. It's somewhere in my stacker here where they're admitting that over the last 10 years, the atmosphere has gotten cooler. It's out of MSNBC.com. It drives me nuts. I go into the science section, the environment section. I see this article, and then right next to it is 8 ways to stop global warming. And we're going to get into that later, but what are one of the 8 ways? Well, chemtrails, of course. Now, they don't say chemtrails. They say shooting pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun's rays, a.k.a. chemtrails. Or prolonged condensation trails, as Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com likes to call them. So on one hand, they're admitting the planet and the atmosphere is cooling. On the other, they're trying to trick you into believing that man-made global warming is a reason for world government and world taxation. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, back after this.
Thank you. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
And a tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm coming to you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm coming to you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
Now, we did have a great victory by exposing the fraud that was the Copenhagen summit over the last month or so. But it wasn't a full victory. They still signed onto some wacky, unbelievable agreement where, again, man is the enemy and the commoner will be taxed for breathing for an invisible substance known as carbon dioxide. One of the keys to the universe, a life force for plants. This harmful, toxic gas, according to the EPA, just on time for the Copenhagen Climate Summit, by the way. They love to time this stuff all together. EPA declares carbon dioxide a harmful, toxic gas. Ooh, carbon dioxide, folks. And I keep hearing about this carbon footprint and how bad we are and how we have to reduce emissions. Read in between the lines. This means less for you and more control for them. Now, why do I say it's just a partial victory? Because of headlines like this one, and we're going to get to this video in just a moment. Copenhagen Climate Summit plan for the European Union to police countries' emissions. So in other words, an illegitimate international organization that started up as trade agreements between countries is now given oversight and power over the environment and the people. The ultimate oversight and power for them to come in and say, no, you can't drive that car. No, you can't have that child. No, you can't live in that home. Yes, you can pay more taxes. And again, the smaller gas stations are kind of picking up on this and saying, look, if this cap and trade legislation is passed here in the United States, it's going to go up 75 cents to $1.50 a gallon of gas. But you don't see that when you pull into a Shell. You don't see that when you pull into a BP. You don't see that when you pull into an Exxon. Why is that? Because these are the people who are calling for a global climate tax. That's what cap and trade is. They want to see it happen. So I'm going to play this video of Mr. New World Order himself, Gordon Brown, the unelected Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And when I say Mr. New World Order himself, this guy got up before the CBI before he was Prime Minister and must have used the term a dozen to two dozen times. We've got a little bit of it coming up in my next film, Invisible Empire. And he has promoted this thing just over the top in the last 12 months, calling for it at the G20, calling at it at church services, coming to this country before Congress and discussing a new global deal, and a new world order. So here he is, Prime Minister Brown, talking about the EU policing countries' emissions. Hit the clip.
A huge opportunity for new jobs, new industries, and new services. We believe that in the United Kingdom, we can create something in the order of 400,000 jobs over the next few years from our low-carbon industries and services alone. But I also want to emphasize that France and Britain, and I believe all the other European countries, recognize that to make possible a climate change deal which secures the future of our environment, we have to work together to provide sufficient finance so that our developing country partners can make the changes that are necessary in their climate change policies to benefit the whole world. So there's never been any doubt that we would have to put up some money from the richest countries. We have already agreed that there is money in the order of $10 billion to be found over the next 3 years. We are able to finance that from the money that we are announcing today. And I believe the rest of the European Union will come on board. This is the joint enterprise of France, Britain, and many other European countries to make possible what I believe is absolutely essential for the world, and that's a climate change agreement.
It doesn't matter that the climate gate emails are out. It doesn't matter that we know that they faked the data. It doesn't matter that they admit that the data they did grab, they destroyed so no one else could look at it. Bill Jones resigned. Okay? Michael Mann is being investigated. You're not allowed to ask these questions at the actual summit. When a gentleman who's a longtime journalist and a documentary filmmaker, Not Evil, Just Wrong, Global Warming, that's his film. It's getting big talk amongst independent and documentary circles. When he goes up and asks a question about it, the guy demonizes him, number one, for talking about emails saying that they were private, and he's not going to demean himself by discussing private material. Excuse me? These people were funded in the hundreds of millions of dollars for so-called the public good. All of these things should have been public from day one. Then he won't address the question. Then when this man approaches him after his speech to get an answer, what happens? United Nations world government goons come over and say, no dice, pal. Put down the camera. We don't want to get physical with you, buddy, but we will. And that's how these globalists roll. They hide behind new jobs and the safety of humanity while they crush humanity, while they attempt to control humanity even further. Still doubt that global warming is a farce? This one's out of MSNBC. Earth's upper atmosphere cooling dramatically. See, Then they try to spin it in the subheadline, new observations may help detect changes from carbon dioxide increases. But that's the entire mention of carbon dioxide in this article. No, this guy's talking about the solar cycle. When the sun is relatively inactive, as it has been in recent years, the outermost layer of the Earth's atmosphere cools dramatically. New observations find the results could help scientists better understand the swelling and shrinking of our planet's atmosphere, a phenomenon that affects the orbits of satellites and space junk. The data from NASA's timed mission show that Earth's atmosphere, the layer above 62 miles or 100 kilometers above the Earth's surfaces, responds quite dramatically to the effects of an 11-year solar cycle. You see, the sun has cycles in which it gets cooler and hotter, and it has larger and smaller solar flares. You know, it drives me nuts. I listen to a lot of garbage radio. I listen to a lot of Howard Stern. And Stern is harping on this, you know, climate change conference in Copenhagen and saying we have to do this and we have to do that and it's the greatest thing ever and the ice caps in Bolivia are melting and the people in Bolivia are going to basically not have any water and they're going to be incredible drought and people are going to die. No, that happens when we send Bechtel into third world nations to take over and privatize a nation's water supply. That's when they starve. That's when they don't have water. It's all a scam. And then one of his underlings comes on and starts saying, hey, well, why isn't it if the sun gets hotter? The sun doesn't get hotter. Just in line with that United Nations propaganda and garbage. El Garbajo, my friends. The sun's heat doesn't affect the Earth's heat. Are you out of your mind right now? There is a huge, and I mean a huge snowstorm going on the East Coast. Covered New York City. Covered D.C. I guess it must be imaginary. I watched The Simpsons last week. And, you know, Lisa, who's supposed to be the uber smart person, is defending global warming to Homer, who we all know is the idiot of humanity. He's about the dumbest character on television, maybe superseded by Peter Griffin on The Family Guy. Only cartoons could be this dumb. And he's the one telling the truth about global warming, saying, oh, it's snowing. He's like, oh, global warming's coming to get me. And then Lisa gives that UN tagline, global warming causes sporadic changes of extremes on both sides of the weather, falling for the propaganda. So then they make the crazy person on the show seem wrong. And of course, Lisa has to be right. Total propaganda. Read the emails. Look at the science. Check out the great global warming swindle. It is so important that you do your own research. Right here, I've got these eight things that you can do to stop global warming. And, you know, it goes from adding sulfate to the atmosphere, which is totally and completely ludicrous, to give the earth some shades, plant artificial forests and trees. But here's the one that will interest most of you. Reflect solar energy with clouds. Because white clouds reflect the sun's energy, some scientists reason that the planet's temperature can be cooled by creating more highly reflective clouds over the oceans. This can be accomplished by seeding the skies with so-called cloud condensation nuclei. Tiny bits of seawater make great seeds, according to John Latham, a proponent for the idea of the National Center of Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. He envisions fleets of remotely operated sailing vessels that continuously fill the skies with, quote-unquote, they call it sea spray, and form bright white clouds as a result. Hurdles facing the concept include the cost of building the sailing ships. Not really. Seeing we see planes doing this day in and day out all over the country. Of course, they're not using salt water. They're not using seawater at all. When you look at what they're using heavy metal particulates, such as barium and aluminum oxide. Again, that's the reality. They're not intending to spray seawater into the air to save us all. They're going to put heavy metals into the sky, and they are.
That's progress.
And John P. Holdren, the author of Ecoscience, puts out a bulletin stating this about 8 or 9 months ago. People are in an uproar. They're saying, oh, wait, I didn't think this technology existed. And they retract their statement. We're going to come back. We're going to take your calls to the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
The
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Jason Burmis, in this short segment, I want to wrap up everything Copenhagen. We're going to take your calls coming up in the next segment. 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Or call 512-646-1776. Now, again, I want to make the point that when the establishment talks about a new world order, especially in conjunction with things like the Copenhagen Climate Summit and the G20, and they were all over the place. That's okay. That's good. Then the New World Order exists. Prior to the climate, Change Summit. I've got this one headline right over here. A new world order. Automakers and Copenhagen. As world leaders meet in Copenhagen to seek consensus on ways to reduce carbon emissions, the world's automakers are on a doorstep of revolutionary change. So again, when they discuss it as the evolution of really a global order with global control over even the environment we live in, that's okay. Now, when I come on the air and I point out that they're calling for a new world order, I point out that the headline, I mean, this is a headline from 3 days ago, folks. In a new world order, Sterling should suffer. That's Wall Street Journal talking about the Dubai situation. And when the headline today out of the Washington Post is Copenhagen climate deal shows new world order may be led by U.S. and China, you better take note. Do you want Chinese policy coming to these shores? Do you want someone saying, yes, you're allowed to have 2.2 children, and then you're going to have to purchase other credits through our system to have that third child? And if you don't, it will be forcibly aborted, or you're going to pay an exorbitant amount in taxes. They're trying to tax people's dogs at this point. They're setting your kids up to be climate cops. And if you thought that Schwarzenegger had faded into the background, if you thought we've defeated him for the last time and stopped him from a presidential run, think again. This guy went to the Copenhagen Climate Summit, okay? And what did he call for? It's right here. He called for a planetary transformation. This guy has openly stated he wants to be the ruler of the world. That he's had dreams of being a dictator like Hitler. He's in it for the long haul. This guy is ready to take a Reagan-type presidency where an aged actor takes office. That's what he's positioning himself as. That's why he's hanging out with people like Karl Rove and Lord de Rothschild. Just type in their names. You'll see they're cronies. They're buddies. He's their front man. He works for them. He's part of the establishment. The governor of California said an international agreement at Copenhagen will usher in a new era of renewable energy and economic growth through manufacturing green technology. Folks, once again, if this was about manufacturing quote-unquote green technology, we would have the electric car en masse by now that was manufactured in the late 80s to the tune of 80 miles per charge. Do you realize that is now 20 years ago? We are on the cusp of 2010. Get a grip. I hold an iPhone in my hand that can connect to the internet anywhere and download information like that. These are the times we actually live in. For them to proselytize and say that we don't have green renewable energy sources is a lie. They don't want you hooked into solar. They want to control the grid. They want to charge exorbitant prices for energy. They don't want you to be independent of the system. They don't want you to be able to grow your own fruits and vegetables, to raise livestock on your land. They want you in the FEMA food line. That's what they want. All right, we're going to take our first caller, 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, bro, how you doing?
I'm all right.
By the way, you mentioned you're an agnostic. I don't know if you know this. I studied Greek when I was in seminary. You know that the word agnostic has the same root as the word ignorant, gnosis, without knowledge?
Well, listen, when I say, hold on, Mark, but when I say I'm kind of agnostic, I don't even necessarily take on the, you know, I think that there's some kind of higher power. You know, and I'm going to hold you over. You know, I'm more of the ilk that I know that good and evil exist. I can see the broad spectrum out there. And to deny that evil has a great influence in this society, in the world, is ignorant. And to try to combat them, I think, is a noble and good thing, and really something humanity should thrive on. But my religious views are neither here nor there. We're going to come back to Mark and Georgia and many more. It's the Info Warrior.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Just to clear it up, you know, I was listening to Alex Jones in the background while I was working on the film before the show, and he was giving kind of his religious views, and I've got to say that I do believe in intelligent design with, you know, a tad bit of microevolution. For those who are familiar with the term, or unfamiliar with it really, they should go check out Ben Stein's documentary. It came out about 1.5, 2 years ago. I think it's called No Intelligence. And it's the case for intelligent design. And it really spends a large section talking about eugenics and the devaluation of humanity, but then really takes on evolution as it's taught in the schools and does a great job of not only debunking it, but maybe people that are on the fence or have always thought one way to open up their mind. And I've always been a fan of Ben Stein. I loved his show on Comedy Central, Win Ben Stein's Money. Obviously a classic in Ferris Bueller's Day Off and many other great cameo appearances. All right, let's go back to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what. I will commend if by agnostic, like Gerald Celente saying, I'm a political agnostic. The reason why I'm calling is, I don't know, this is before your time. You may have been, I don't remember when, Richard Pryor did a movie called Brewster's Millions.
Well, I remember Brewster's Millions.
$130 million in 30 days.
So he could get $300
million. Basically, what's that?
Yeah, so he could get $300 million. Yeah, he had to spend $30 million in 10 days to get $300 million. He had to spend every cent of it, and then he got this huge fortune. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he had to have nothing to show for it. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was 30 days, not 10 days. But point being is, he saw a political campaign where both the candidates were, the news was reporting, they're spending obscene amounts of money for this political campaign. So he basically, he went into a political campaign of his own where he advocated, don't be, vote for either one of these scoundrels. They're both a couple of crooks. And really, you know, why are you doing this? And he wasn't advocating don't vote for anyone. He said, just don't vote for these rascals. Mm-hmm. And I'd like for that, you know, with the Tea Party movement, I hear they're having a New Year's Eve party, and I'm going to write something up, print some copies. Well, I'm going to say, let's have that as a slogan. We need to have some real debate about what the Republicans are not going to address. And the issue is the corruption that both parties have in common. And basically, we're not committed to this position or that position. Like, we're committed to having an honest debate that we were cheated of just last year. And let's look at the issues. And if we don't agree, that's okay. But let's at least have an honest understanding of what the issues and the solutions that need to be explored. Because typically, a lot of the stuff that's going on is just where people are choosing between arsenic and cyanide. I think that's what it's called a Hobson's choice, where, you know, like the salesman says, would you prefer to pay cash or check rather than asking, do you even want to buy it at all, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think,
well, I would just like to say this. The establishment has done just a great job of really telling the people out there that third-party candidates cannot win. There has not been a huge third-party candidate, say, since really Jesse Ventura winning the governorship, when Ross Perot actually did shake up the media and the establishment by running against Clinton and Bush the first time. They severely restricted him in the debates the next time around and then just took third-party candidates out all together. So I think if we really want to see another choice, we have to get together and say we want third party candidates to be included in these debates. We have to go to our state legislator. We have to go to our federal officials and start saying, look, this is what we want. If you want to be a voice of the constituents, of the people, we want third party candidates. And if you want to keep your job, maybe you should get in line with some of those third party values. I thank you for the call, Mark. Let's move on to the next caller. Let's go to Fidel in Wisconsin. Fidel, you're on the line.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Jason, I called in last week and I asked you about Bill Cooper. Mm-hmm. And you really didn't give me a chance to talk, but I wanted to point out some of the inaccurate statements that you made. First of all,
I'm going to let you go, Fidel. I'm not going to make my show about Bill Cooper every week. There was not one inaccurate statement that I made. Okay. And I don't know why, if you're listening to me, if you disagree so much with what I say and what I do. You know, I told you I think that the guy had some value. I told you I think that people should listen to some of his lectures, go check out his books. But the things that were in his books, such as, you know, Jesus being sacrificed on a cross on a hologram from aliens talking to, you know, officials from the United States, that's in his book. He doesn't say it happened surefire, but he said it enough to put it in his book, didn't he? And when he said that the Bilderberg Group meets at the polar ice caps in a submarine, they don't do that. Okay, there's zero evidence for that. When he said that he was sure that William Greer shot Kennedy in the head. No, there's one fuzzy video that suggests that he looked over his shoulder and maybe shot him. I mean, there's one frame there. So please don't call into the show trying to make it about me versus Bill Cooper. I like a lot of what Bill did. I just don't make this show about aliens and, you know, just ridiculous stuff. We're talking Copenhagen Climate Treaty here. Okay, buddy? We're talking Mumbai suspect is U.S. double agent, India claims. This is something I haven't really gotten to talk about since it broke this week. We have covered on the show that one of the suspects did have a cell phone that was registered to the Central Intelligence Agency. So there were obvious Western intelligence connections there. And now we have India officials claiming that the top guy worked for both an Al-Qaeda terror group, Lashkar-e-Taiba, and the Central Intelligence Agency. They provoke the terror. They stage the events. They control the paradigms. They want infighting. They love that Fidel just called up to my program to gripe about a way, you know, I talked about somebody last week. Most viewers and listeners don't even know what he's talking about. Go check out the show last week. Hell of a show. All right, let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Hey. On the ball.
Thank you.
Jason, you know, you're most welcome. Back, year before last, I believe it was, and it may have been the year before that, but I believe I'm in the right time frame of the year before last. You may remember there was a whole large Arctic weather system that moved down from Alaska into us down here with similar effects as to what's happening on the East Coast, and I guess it spread out to the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're just getting rain out here on the coast of Oregon, but I believe it's part of the same system. This system basically covers the country.
Mm-hmm.
And these evil clowns, they are so desperate that perhaps they don't want to approach desperation. They don't ever want to get in that position in a project on which the whole New World Order implementation agenda, it hangs.
Mm-hmm.
And they have moved the weather down to us that is going to convince us that we're not in global warming anymore. This is control of the weather paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're in climate change.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bring in some of the most radical weather for the next month or two, or however long it takes, until they get the desired effect, excuse me, where they actually have the vibration set between all of the conscious vibration and the collective conscious of all of the individuals on the planet, a planetary consciousness where resistance in the public sector, and it'll be reflected right up. It works this way every time. It's like Karl Rove said several years, I think.
We create the reality.
They control reality. And he's really no BS in that. And he knows wherever he speaks. And, of course, you're aware that William Cohen, Defense Secretary for Clinton, back in, I believe it was 97, he talked about weather control, and we know weather control is a fact. And if they would ever use it, they would use it in a situation such as this. So to sum up, it just really shows how dead serious they are. And, obviously, because as I've said, of course, their whole implementation of the New World Order, as they see it, depends on getting this through. And it's so doggone in your face, wrong. They don't care. They figure they got the power. And, as we continue on with wonderful people like yourself and Alex exposing them, I hope we can turn them around. There's certain things in our favor, and one of them is that we can see the lies right on the surface of it. More people are seeing it all the time because it's so blatant to start with. And, we have some really good truth tellers out there that are, to finish with.
Well, let me talk about something that to me, really does give me a boost. It says, humanity is not down and out. There are some free thinkers still out there, and I thank you for the call, Mark. By the way, before I do that, I just want to point out, he talked about climate change and how they can't say it's global warming anymore. AlaskaDispatch.com is reporting that they have the most snow ever, 5 feet 8 inches in Valdez, Alaska. No, we're warming. They just had 5 feet 8 inches of snow, the most ever in Alaska. No, we're warming. Anyway, getting back to a slight victory, something I wasn't really aware of, but I thought this was really killer, especially being a fan of Rage Against the Machine. Now, what the hell could I be talking about? Rage Against the Machine has been broken up for years. They've done a couple revival tours. I actually got to see them at Rock the Bells. Well, out in the UK, they always have like a holiday top hit. Now, Simon Cowell, who most people know from American Idol, has gone on to make just hundreds of millions of dollars in the television market, especially overseas. He came up with this show called X Factor, which is basically a spinoff of American Idol, and they're bringing in like UK heartthrobs. Now, his latest heartthrob is a kid named, Joe McElderly? Yes, McElderly, okay? Joe McElderly. Now, Joe McElderly was supposed to have the top spot at Christmas season with the number one single. Now, guess who beat them from an internet campaign? 1992 single Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine was able to top their sales. Official Charts Company managing director Martin Talbot said congratulations to Rage Against the Machine on their number one. As we've seen in recent years, overhauling any X Factor winner in a race for the Christmas number one is no mean achievement. The popular support we have seen for this record this week has been truly amazing and handed them two all-time records. Two all-time records. This is a song from 1992 that actually has political meaning, and it's beating the pop crap that is brand new and tailored for the Christmas season. That is a great victory to me, that there are enough people to squash down the mindless zombies out there that clamor for pop culture. Let me give you an example. Last year's number ones were things like Susan Boyle's I Have Dreamed a Dream, again promoted by this like Simon Cowell entity of crappy television shows, and Alexander Burke's version of Hallelujah. But this year, the expletive-laden song is a powerful protest, he added. Rage Against the Machine may not be the ideal expression of the Christmas spirit. I think it's the number one expression of the Christmas spirit. It's the gift that keeps giving, isn't it, Ryan? That's right. That's right. And many people will have preferred a more appropriate song on the top of the festive charts, but their anti-corporate message proved a perfect vehicle through which to register such a powerful protest. Amen to that, and congratulations to Tom Morello and Zach and the rest of Rage Against the Machine on yet another victory for a free humanity. All right, let's continue with the phone calls. 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Let's go to Jacob in Virginia. Jacob, you're on the line.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I thought you were talking about The Simpsons earlier because you were talking about, like, dumb characters and you said something about somebody named Lisa.
Lisa Simpson, yes. Well, I was talking about how Lisa Simpson was talking about global warming last week in an episode where it was snowing outside. And then Homer started talking about how global warming was crazy talk, and she started saying, no, global warming causes sporadic weather on both sides of the spectrum. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just flipping through videos on the internet the other day. I found this interesting clip from a Japanese cartoon show where they said basically the same thing, you know, that global warming was caused by CO2 in the going to the air, and that it's not a full science. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I complete science, but then, like, 2 seconds later, the character said, you know, to believe that would just be doubting common sense. So, you know, I just figured I'd kind of call in and share that with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the propaganda is everywhere. You're seeing it across the board. It's not just in cartoons in the United States, and really that's a cartoon built for adults like myself, although I grew up on it ever since I was in I believe it was fourth grade it came out when I was like 10 years old. And, you see it across the board. You know, they had their big pitch in the 90s with Captain Planet. Ted Turner is doing interviews now saying how he wishes that he still owned as much as he did from his Time Warner company. He wishes he still ran CNN and the Cartoon Network especially so he could give Captain Planet a better time slot. You got anything else for me, Jacob?
No, that was it.
All right, buddy. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Forrest in West Virginia. Forrest, you're on the line.
Hey,
yes,
Jason.
Sir. Hey, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, first off, I just want to wish you and all the InfoWarriors a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays, because holidays come from, like, holy days.
Well, thank you, sir.
So I'd like to talk about Stephen Schneider, that Stanford professor that was at the Copenhagen conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a YouTube video of him being questioned about ClimateGate. Well, mm-hmm. I used to drive him and his wife to the airport when I lived out in California. I drove a cab for 10 years in the Silicon Valley.
Okay.
And I remember when him and his wife used to visit George W. Bush and try to push the whole global warming agenda. And several years ago, I was kind of on their side. But then later on, I was kind of taking more of an approach to, well, it's not all humankind caused. Like, the mm-hmm. sun has a lot to do with it. But now, over the past couple of years, I've just been really educated on the fact, and I know all about the hustle. And I don't think he's a really bad guy. He's just, invested so much of his time and effort, and he's kind of living this delusion, and he's into this whole power trip, because now he's kind of a celebrity. I remember him also talking about spraying the space with the particles, and he's been on some InfoWar articles.
Well, you know what? The thing is that a lot of people out there are well-meaning idiots. It's really just the scum that rises to the top, the true predatory classes that know exactly what they're doing. You go back to the old John Lennon song, you know, there's room at the top. They're telling you still, if you want to be like all the folks on the hill, first you have to learn how to smile at your kill. And these guys will smile right up. We're going to save the world. We're going to do it. And meanwhile, they're just getting ready to stab you and your family in the back and take all your money, put you in a smaller house, and make you part of the slave grid. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The show, you go to the InfoWarrior.com following the program and pick up the podcast for free over at InfoWars and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you remember, you can also get this live streaming 3 hours of video or get the archive after the fact. I want to talk about this health care bill just for a moment, then we're going to go back to your calls, 888-201-2244. Now, Overseas, The Guardian is already reporting that they have enough votes and the Senate bill is going to pass. As we speak, they are debating this on the Senate floor, okay? I've been taping it all day. It's probably going to go on well into the night. Now, Howard Dean, a few days ago, did a piece called Healthcare Bill Wouldn't Bring Real Reform. I by no means am a Howard Dean worshiper. However, Howard Dean has said some pretty provocative things over the last 5 to 10 years. If you'll remember, back in 2003, maybe even late 2002, he asked the very provocative question, especially at the time, what did the president know about 9/11 and when did he know it? Now, he was the front runner. He was on the cover of the Rolling Stone. He looked like he was going to be it. He was going to be the Bush usurper in 2004. He was just running away with primary after primary, heavily being promoted by the establishment. Then they saw something in him that they didn't think they were going to be able to control him as much as they had hoped. So what did they do? They brought in the cousin on both sides of Bush's family. I believe it's a third cousin on one side, eighth cousin on the other. John Hines Kerry. John Forbes Hines Kerry. Okay. John Forbes Hines Kerry. I don't know if you could have more of an establishment name than that. You know, unless you were, you know, Winthrop Moneybottom. I don't think that you could have more of an establishment name than John Forbes Hines Kerry. And he comes in. Now, you looked at his numbers and you looked at his rallies and how many people were showing up, and they were desolate. And then magically the media machine says he's the new front runner and he becomes the establishment candidate set up to lose against the W Bush. Now, he openly won Ohio and many other states and then refused to actually check the numbers. And he whittled away into the background because that's what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to provide a false opposition, a controlled opposition to Bush and his policies. So, you know, Howard Dean steps up to the plate again. He says, look, this isn't a real health care bill. It's not going to bring real change. This is actually very, very bad for us. Yet the foreign press is saying they have enough votes and that it is going to pass through the Senate. And as I kind of peruse into the break room in between segments and I turn on the television, I see them saying, we got to pass this before Christmas. I'm willing to stay here till Christmas Eve. This is going to happen. So maybe it is. Maybe they are going to, you know, pass hellish legislation with death panels in this country. Maybe it's there. Maybe I'll get a new tax because I don't want government health insurance. You know, there's nothing that really makes me more happy than paying more money to our government that really makes the sun shine in the morning and the moon rays in the evening. Without the government, I just don't know where I would be in life. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to John in Washington. John, you're on the line.
Jason,
yes,
how's it going?
Good, good.
Sweet. I bought the most recent issue of Foreign Policy.
Okay, and Foreign Policy?
Council on Foreign Relations.
Are you talking about Foreign Affairs? Foreign Affairs is their magazine. Affairs. Yes, you have their latest magazine. We're going to talk about that on the other side. And let's get into the Council on Foreign Relations. Who they are, what they were set up to do. Oh, wait, that's an invisible empire coming very soon. And we're going to talk about Invisible Empire a little on the other side. It's the Info Warrior. Stay there, John.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin,
You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Kicking off the second hour, I want to wish everybody out there a happy holiday. Yes, it's Christmas in only 5 days. Who would have thunk it? Now, discussing the Council on Foreign Relations, who they are, there's a large segment of my upcoming film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, that deals with the organization. But why do you deal with that organization, Jason? Well, I deal with that organization because it was set up in the failure of the League of Nations after World War I. The same people that had promoted that went ahead and made their own private organization, which openly was about establishing global governance and has been ever since. And they put out a publication called Foreign Affairs. And if you look at the roster, it is the who's who of government, politics, business, and intelligence. I mean, the who's who, people like Cronkite, Bush, Obama speaks there, Joey B, our gangster vice president, and many, many others. So you got the latest Foreign Affairs, John. What does it have to say? Yes, sir. Did we drop him? You there, John? Okay, go ahead. John? I don't know what happened there. I was looking forward to his phone call. He's gone. He's not there. You are on the line, John? Maybe he's just totally cut off. All right, we're going to, John, call back. If you want to talk about that Foreign Affairs article, I'd love to discuss it with you. But we're going to go on to our next caller, 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Let's go to David in Arkansas. David, you're online.
Burma, it's nice to talk to you, bro. Love your films. You've done some really good work.
Okay.
I heard your caller a little while ago talking about Brewster's Millions, and I had a little point kind of related to that I wanted to make, and somebody brought that absolutely hysterical movie up. Yeah, you could have a lot of fun blowing $30 million, but it took him a minute, and he almost didn't do it.
Yeah, he has to spend like the last dollar at the last minute, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you take this $23.7 trillion that none of us have anything at all to show for. That's a lot of money. I don't think most people really grasp how much money that is. If you were to break that down, you go back to zero AD, you'd have to spend more than what Brewster did in a month every single day to come up with that number. No,
but remember that. Let's just stop for a second, because that's a number from now 4 or 5 months ago. That number is probably outrageously higher at this point, David.
Yeah. And that's why we don't have the number, because they don't want us to know just how bad it's gotten. And there's a whole bunch of other things you could throw in there. So nobody can do more than $30 million a day. In order to get it down to something manageable, you know, most of us can even manage, it's $2,000 a day. You've got to go all the way back to the extinction of the dinosaurs. Every single day for 65 million years, $2,000 a day. That is just offensive.
It is.
They're getting bolder and bolder with this, and people are getting angry. I'm running into people all over the place that are starting to wake up all on their own. It's great. You know, what you guys are doing is fantastic. We've got to do more citizen media. We've got to get this information out to everybody.
Absolutely.
And we can't get complacent when we start getting these big victories, because once they start showing vulnerability, we've really got to go after them. We've got to put this down forever, because if we don't eliminate this kind of stuff entirely, it's just going to come back.
Well, David, what they're masters at doing, too, which is incredible to me, but what they're masters at doing is, even when they get a setback like ClimateGate, they act like it doesn't exist. They go ahead with their Copenhagen conference, and no, they can't get everybody to sign on to this huge global government takeover bill that I have in my hands right now. They can't get everybody to sign on it, but they get some sort of an agreement down. They do have their march towards a new world order. So no matter how many great victories we have not had the greatest victory of all, which is restoring the Constitution and Bill of Rights to this country and having actual civil servants again, a government for and by the people. So until we're able to do that, we got a long way to go, brother. We're going to come back, take your phone calls, and go over much, much, much more, including the British Army getting new Chinese uniforms. Isn't that lovely? China to make new uniforms for Britain's military. It's the Info War with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hit up the phone calls again, 888-201-2244. A little economic news out there. Regulators shut 2 big California banks down and 5 others, bringing the grand total this year to 140 failed U.S. banks. And we were telling you before the collapse that banks were going to go under and go under in a big way before they announced these ridiculous bailouts, which were anything but bailouts. It was basically a corporate banker takeover of the government, a consolidation of power, having the IMF, the Federal Reserve, come together with the SEC and granted all these new powers as they establish a way to just print endless currency and bring in a global unit of currency called the Special Drawing Rights Unit. The new global currency has been established and is being used more than ever for global dominance. So again, regulators shut down two big California banks and five others, bringing it to 140 regulators on Friday, shut down two big California banks, as well as a bank in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, and Illinois, bringing the total of U.S. banks to 140 that have been brought down this year by a weak economy and mounting loan faults. The FDIC took over all seven. Regulators shuttered First Federal Bank of California, based in Santa Monica, with $6.1 billion in assets and $4.5 billion in deposits, as was Imperial Capital Bank of La Jolla, California, with about $4 billion in assets and $2.8 billion in deposits. And another sign of the times, out-of-work professionals temp at FedEx and UPS. Companies seeing a lot more suits and ties in interviews for holiday work. Well, it's the holiday season. They've still got the families they had 5 years ago. They just don't have the career they had 5 years ago. So they're being forced to take temporary positions at FedEx and UPS. And this one really hit me big because not only is this guy from Newburgh, New York, where a lot of my family lives, but he's actually an ex-writer from ABC and CNN. That shows you how dead the mainstream corporate media is. This guy is looking for temp work as a UPS man. Ed Gulo never thought he'd be on this side of a package delivery. Gulo, 61 years old, of Newburgh, New York, is driving a truck for FedEx during the holiday shipping rush that started after Thanksgiving. Gulo is no veteran truck driver. He's a news writer with experience at ABC and CNN who found gigs hard to come by in this weak economy. FedEx and UPS, the world's two largest package delivery companies, hire thousands of extra workers every holiday season, usually college students and 20-somethings. You see, these same college students and 20-somethings and even teenagers used to be able to take service jobs until we opened the border up and just said, come on in, take all of our service jobs away. We like that you're going to work for $5 or $6 an hour. Wouldn't you have rather paid the rate of $7 to $10 an hour for a young U.S. citizen looking for some job experience, looking for a summer job, looking for an after-school job, looking for a holiday job, but that's not what they want. They want to gut the economy so people with actual skills, with actual careers, are forced to take lower-end jobs like this one during the holiday season. This year, the unemployment rate is at 10%, and it's much higher. It's publicly at 10-plus percent. And many experienced professionals are looking for work. A lot more people came to job fairs wearing a coat and tie, says UPS spokesman Norman Black. Ralph Wick applied online with UPS after being laid off from an IT management position. The 42-year-old who lives in San Francisco was managing a staff of consultants and administrators. Now he's a driver's helper, tracking the status of packages and running from home to house, making deliveries. Gulo earns about $13 an hour with FedEx, far less than a $36 an hour he makes for a freelancer. So this is what's happening with the economy. Banks are shutting down. Jobs are going overseas. Meanwhile, they want to shut down all of these large factories so that they can further degradate us into a second world economy and bring us closer to global governance and a one world new order. All right, let's keep taking some calls. Let's go to Scott in Washington. The number to call is 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Scott, you're on the line.
Yeah, I wanted to switch back to the healthcare for a moment and, you know, how Howard Dean's statement. Yeah, you know, I think he's selectively honest when he chooses to be, because you have to remember, this is the same two-faced, phony-ass liberal just a few months ago who was out there prostituting for the H.R. 3200 version for this. Mm-hmm. He was showing up at the town meetings and stuff, and when people were raising the issues about the death panels and all these penalties if you don't get insurance, no, he was sitting there calling people names and Nazis and liars, and they want people to die and stuff like that. And I just think that, you know, he's just on the outs with the party. You know, he was a whore. They were through with him. They kicked him out. Now, all of a sudden, he's bad-mouthing it. Now, I've listened to Dennis Kucinich because he was more honest about it from the very beginning. But Howard Dean is very disingenuous.
So you think that he really just started saying this because he fell out of favor in the party?
I think that's your opinion.
Because, look at a few months ago, back in August, he was with the town hall meeting with Jim Moran up in Virginia. And people were asking him about, first of all, the fact that he was there to begin with was ridiculous because he wasn't their representative. But, you know, when people were asking him about the Medicare deficit, the $40 trillion in there, and about the death panels and about the penalties and stuff, you know, he was just sitting there saying that, oh, none of that stuff existed. And that was in the 3200 version of it, the H.R. 3200.
All right. Well, let's say, you know what? Your opinion may be correct. I mean, these guys are chameleons and they should not be trusted, especially people who have been elevated to the status of a Howard Dean. So I will definitely take that into consideration. I thank you for the call, Scott. Let's jump to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. What's going on, buddy?
You know, doing a little radio show. That's what I do on Sundays, apparently.
Just a little radio show.
Just a tiny little one.
All right. I got two things. First, I'm going to share something about my personal life. Ties into what you're talking about work and all that stuff. Obviously, you know, we talked earlier and other phone calls about, you know, my kids and how I'm not with the mom. So I have to pay child support. Well, they just doubled it from 200 to 425 because I'm only working, I only get like 25 hours a week. So they're saying that I can work 40. So they're forcing me to pay for 40 hours a week.
So wait a minute. You're paying 225 and doing about 25 hours of work. Now they're saying that you should be working an additional 15. And because you should be working an additional 15, they now want to up your payments to $400. So you can't find 40 hours worth of work. But again, they want to charge you more money.
Well, it's not even just that. I mean, I also want to see my kids, and the only way I can do that is if I take off on the weekends, you know? And they don't care. They don't even care. But anyway, side issue, I just wanted to bring that up. I saw on the Alex Jones channel, there's a thing, Rob Blagojevich, the governor. You guys have a video on there? Have you seen it?
I have not seen the Rod Blagojevich video, but it's my understanding he's come out against the Fed, I think it is.
Well, basically what happened was December 8th, 2008, he had a press conference saying that he was going to ban Bank of America from the state of Illinois because of all the corruption that they did. December 9th, he had a SWAT team break in his house and arrested him.
No, I'm sure it's a coincidence. You know, Rod Blagojevich, you know, with his little scandal there. Let's not forget, the guy he supposedly sold the Senate seat to, Roland Burris, sits on the Senate as we speak. So if there was really something to all this, why is he sitting as a senator as we speak? It is very suspicious, and there have been rumblings in the background that Blagojevich was going to go after the bankers, and that's why they went after him. I thank you for the call, Eric. Let's go to Kevin in Canada. Kevin, you're on the line. Hello? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just calling to give you a heads up on some of the CO2 stuff that you guys are talking about out of Climate Gate. As working for a mining company, being underground on a rescue team, CO2 at only 0.03%, that's 300 ppm, is our normal CO2 concentration in the atmosphere at any given time. At 5,000 ppm, that's when it's dangerous for 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. So when you go to 30,000 parts per million, which is 3%, that is good for 15-minute exposure. So if these guys are saying that we're going to double CO2 emissions every year, so if we're at 300 now, 600 next year, 1,200 the year after, so on and so on, once we hit 5,000, obviously it starts to become lethal after 40 hours a week. If everybody in the world virtually is unemployed and we're not hardly burning near as many fossil fuels as we have been, how in the world is this possible?
Well, it's not. And I thank you for the call, Kevin, but we got to move on. Jones just walked in with quite possibly the most disturbing headline I've seen this month. I just read it to the people, Alex. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I'm up here working on films at night, and we have another group of mainstream news articles, Associated Press, London Telegraph, where Gordon Brown is announcing that he is writing the global government agreement. The country's just signed off on a blank check. to let a private IMF World Bank committee write the rules.
Can we skip this break, guys? Can we skip this break?
Well, no. I mean, it's okay. We're just going to come back.
All right. We'll come back after this. It's just an unbelievable headline with Alex Jones.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
InfoWar with Jason Burmis, and we are joined in studio by Alex Jones to take on this latest headline. Just a really an unbelievable headline, Alex.
Well, every day there are, no exaggeration, 20, 30, 40, 50, some days 100, some days several thousand back during the G20, where they say specifically global governance, global government is here, the IMF and World Bank will run your taxes, control your life. And then I have national news reporters here. I play them clips of the head of the EU, the head of the UN, Al Gore, David Rothschild saying it. And they go, but they mean something different by global government than you. And then we have the specific treaty where only some of the industrialized nations signed on, and a few third world, most refused it, said it was dictatorial, where they state a private global consortium of their choosing will levy and control taxes based in the IMF and World Bank. And we have the London Telegraph today. Copenhagen Climate Summit plan for EU to police countries' emissions. Gordon Brown is drawing up the plans for the European Union to become the global warming policeman, monitoring individual countries' compliance with carbon-cutting targets. So they signed on a blank check. Okay, we'll let some unnamed group run us, and it's the IMF and World Bank. Now, that's Gordon Brown. Here's another London Telegraph article that just came out. This is the top story on Drudge. There'll be nowhere to run from the new world government. And it's got Gordon Brown at the meeting with the presidents all there saying, we don't care if our governments don't ratify this. It actually says it. We're just going to do this. And it goes on to say the global government will take over all the nations. I mean, they're specifically saying it's dictatorial, it's unelected. Obama threatens Congress and says, if you don't ratify this, I'll do it by command and control. Associated Press headline. And then I have national reporters here and I go, they're saying New World Order. They're saying dictatorial. And they go, no, they're not. I mean, this is literal mind control where they told us for decades this didn't exist. And now even when it's announced, people can't resist because, no, it's kooky to talk about it. I have to submit to it. And it just gets crazier. I mean, here's the Washington Post. Copenhagen climate deal shows New World Order may be led by U.S. and China, who are teamed up. I mean, every day we have these articles, literally some days by the thousands, usually 50, 60, 70. You just Google the term New World Order on news. And it's specifically a private global corporate government. And they're looting us with the government takeover of healthcare. They're looting us with the banker bailout. They're looting us with all these carbon taxes. The states are implementing it. The UN is involved with local cities, like here in Austin, giving them payoffs to do it. I mean, this is a mafia takeover. And I just wanted to run in and give you this. And you said, hey, come on air and talk about it. But, I mean, here, Burmese, I'll give you the articles. And I'll be covering this more tomorrow at 11 a.m. live at the start of the show. But, again, people are like, well, Alex, you say we beat the main Copenhagen event, but then you're saying they still got global government. Yes, that's what happened. This is very nuanced because we already had these big global central banks that were dictatorially through the purse strings controlling the first and developing world, the developed and developing. And they tried to get everybody to sign on and waive their rights. But when people said they wouldn't, they said, you know what? We'll just have China, the U.S., England, and a few other countries start taxing and getting the money from their countries. We're going to go ahead and establish this, and we're going to go ahead and start monitoring all your countries. Because, see, the countries agreed and said, oh, yeah, we'll start monitoring ourselves, was just a basic framework. So this is tyranny. This is dictatorial. And the time for denial is over, folks. You better wake up. You better smell some smelling salts or something. Smell the coffee. And realize that the history of the world is powerful groups trying to dominate and take over. And they've gotten very slick at tyranny by always saying we're saving the world. We're doing it for a great cause. Oh, the banks are in trouble. You know, we've got to take over. Oh, we've got to take your rights. Al-Qaeda's going to get you. And we've got to invade Iraq. They've got uranium and nukes. They can kill us in 45 minutes. And Saddam's got, you know, super powerful electromagnetic pulse weapons that can destroy all electronics in the world, and the seas are all going to rise, and the polar bears are dying. I mean, we have a bunch of fraudulent crooks running everything, and the time for denial is over. 14 years ago, I'd read government documents on air and get laughed at about how they were tracking all cell phones in real time and dialing in and listening to them. Well, it was in the congressional record. Now it's all over the news because it's fully in place. They want the slaves to know that's the case. We're being forced into capitulation. We're being told that tyranny is good, and it's just amazing. So get back to the last half of your show, Jason, here every Sunday, and cover all of this. But it's just, I just wish this wasn't happening. It's so illegitimate. It's so illegal. It's so fraudulent. It's so classically tyranny and the opposite of liberty. I mean, this is such a no-brainer, but the public have this psychological compulsion implanted in their mind that there's no new world order, there's no global government, the Federal Reserve isn't private, there is no government corruption, there is no problems. And so for decades they've heard this, and now it's all happening, and a lot of people are still waking up, but the mainstream media out of one side of their mouth is saying global government's here, but out of the other side, but it doesn't exist if you don't like it.
And we have to go through all these mental gymnastics to try to deny that it even exists when they have headlines like Obama and a new world order in the Wall Street Journal. We'll be back after this.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away.
We are back. The InfoWar with Jason Burmess. Remember, if you missed any of the show, you get the podcast after the broadcast over at theinfowarrior.com or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. It's something like $40 for new members for an entire year. Let me break that down to you. 12 months, $40. You're talking somewhere in the range of $3 to $4 a month for every single one of Alex Jones's films, every single one of my films, many other great documentaries by other great filmmakers. And of course, the live video broadcast 2 hours a day of the Alex Jones Show and 3 hours weekly, The Info Warrior with Jason Burmess. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. So important. Such a great tool. You can share it with up to 6 of your friends and family at the same exact time. That is the gift that keeps on giving this Christmas. So I want to wrap this global governance thing up again. There'll be nowhere to run from the new world government. Global thinking won't necessarily solve the world's problems, says Janet Daly. It's just, they show you a picture of Barack Obama, Nicolas Sarkozy, Gordon Brown, and Angela Merkel. All of them are admitted out in the open, over-the-top globalists that are calling for global governance. And in the case of both Sarkozy and Gordon Brown, a new world order by name. By name. And they're not the other only ones. They're far from the only ones. They're the latest in a long lineage, a long tradition of other globalists proposing the same exact idea. It doesn't matter whether it's Hitler's New World Order or it's George H.W. Bush's New World Order or it's Barack Obama's New World Order. It all means the same thing. A consolidation of power by the world's elite to put us into a slave grid system. A cashless society control grid where every single one of your movements is tracked, traced, and databased daily. That's what it is. Come to grips with it. Come to my side. Come to my aid and fight it with me. Please, I beg of you. Step up to the plate and try to knock one out of the park. Whether that means going to your local legislator and saying, no, we don't want this healthcare bill. Whether that's running for state senator or Congress, local mayor, ambitious, go for the governorship. Whether it's grabbing a camera and getting out there and asking the tough questions. You know, Luke Radowski starts We Are Change just a little over 2 years ago. And in the last couple months, I've seen him all over the mainstream media. All over the mainstream media. Their confrontation with Gore was on national ABC News. We played it on this program. You can make a difference. I promise you. If you want to make a difference, if you have the will to make a difference, if this subject matter and material bothers you just as much as it does me, if it churns in your stomach, please take action. Don't just, you know, take a couple pills, kick back, drink a Jenny Light, and play video games. That's not what we need right now. We need people who are active, who are informed, who are willing to put it all on the line. You know, I haven't gone over this story yet, but this one's really for the locals. San Marcos Daily Record, Texas orders nearly 7.25 million swine flu doses, and you can now pick up the swine flu vaccine at places like Walgreens. Now, this is really blown up in their face because a lot of people are not taking the shots. But they still are making money hand over fist over on the ignorant masses. You know, and that's why I love Robert Wanick. If you listen to his interview with Alex Jones on Friday, I believe it was, you'll find out, you know, this young student, they know that he is a subversive. Oh, no, he believes in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Oh, no, he doesn't drink the Kool-Aid from the mainstream media. Oh, no, he reads the package inserts that say that there's mercury in the vaccine. Oh, no. And he gets in line and he waits to get up to that, you know, that nurse who's ready for him to roll up his sleeve and she's ready to just stick him with the needle. And he says, attention, I'm not taking the shot. I got these flyers. You shouldn't take the shot either. And he gets physically drug out. How dare he try to save the lives of those around him? Because it may not make you sick today. It may not make you sick tomorrow, a week from now, a month from now. But I promise you, if you're injecting yourself with formaldehyde, with mercury, with squalene, with things like, you know, SV40, simian virus 40, they found it in the polio vaccinations. People have won lawsuits, causes cancer in other apes and hominids. It might get you a few years down the line. So God bless Wanick and those like him. All right, the call in line is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Or you can call in 512-646-1776. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Mike, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason.
Yes.
I just want to tell you not only are they sending their jobs out of the country, but they are also starting to import people from, say, the Philippines. Or I live in Pennsylvania, and I... They import Brazilians in to run the lifts at the local ski resorts, so mm-hmm. that even, you know, like the guys from ESU can't get a job there because they're giving it to people from another country. Now, I don't know what kind of what they're getting from this. They obviously are getting, you know, they don't have to pay income, you know, a lot of the taxes that you would have to pay.
You wouldn't have to pay like an unemployment tax and those type of things, because
maybe Social Security. Mm-hmm. These guys probably get some kind of deal. They're probably making, you know, they're probably paying them like instead of $7 an hour, maybe $5 an hour. But what is the point? I mean, you're really just nickeling and diming us. I mean, you're a kid and you can't even get. You're talking about, you know, like executives having to get crappy jobs. But I mean, you know, when a kid can't even get a job anymore. And I heard you the other day saying that between 20 and 30 that your unemployment rate is like sky high.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And those who are like not only unemployed, they're underemployed. You know, people in my age range.
Well, I lost a roommate because he was going to get that job. And they're like, no, we don't need you. You know, so he had to go back home. He's got nothing.
Well, how about the fact that people in their 20s, 30s, and now sometimes into their 40s, you know, if they're not married, do need a roommate to survive? I mean, let's be real.
I'm in that place.
I'm in that place. You know, me too, man. It's unbelievable to me when I have to put on the corporate mainstream media and they'll sit there and parrot that same talking point. These are jobs that nobody wants. Well, I know a lot of people out there on the unemployment line who want to work and are willing to take these so-called degraded jobs. They're willing to pick up a shovel, pick up a hoe, do some landscaping. They like that job. Hey, roofing isn't half bad pay when you're part of a union, you know? But the unions are dead, the factories are gone, and the borders are wide open for one reason, and that's to help bring in the global governance they so love and just revere. They can't wait to dupe us again and again and again until we are forced into physical slavery. I thank you for the call, Mike. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. When they say U.S. and China will lead the new world order, you better believe it, because they're both moving towards one another. That's the system of control. And I thought this headline was kind of humorous. We're going to go over it. British Army to get new uniforms turned down by the U.S. and made in China. They're saying that this new camouflage pattern is going to save lives in Afghanistan, a very unpopular war in the United Kingdom. In fact, when one person from the United Kingdom dies in the Afghanistan war, it's always on the front page of all these websites like the London Guardian and the Telegraph when they release names, because they are vehemently against the war in Afghanistan and Iraq over there. They don't even have that much invested in it at this point, and they want out. But now they're saying, no, we're not going to get out. We're going to get new uniforms made by China, the slave state. Yeah. There's a reason Walmart's number one. It's because they use Chinese slave labor. Watch Walmart, the high cost of low prices. The new uniform has a combination of seven colors, which help troops to merge into the background. Commanders hope the move, the biggest change to the uniform for more than 40 years, will help to reduce casualties in Afghanistan. The design will replace both the desert camouflage used on operations in the country, as well as the darker colored temperate or woodland camouflage worn by forces stationed in Europe and elsewhere. Brought to you by China. Awesome. Our new military uniforms brought to you by the original slave state. And unfortunately, you know, the Chinese are so overtly enslaved, they don't even know it. They can't log on to YouTube, folks. And now they're moving towards the same thing in Australia. Mr. Jones?
Marmus, I'm interrupting.
Not at all.
Tomorrow I'm going to cover this. We ordered a Papa John's pizza.
Okay.
We're back there video editing. And I looked down after I ate two pieces of pizza, dumped pepper all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, crushed red peppers treated with radiation. Now, listen, a lot of meat we eat is radiated. A lot of vegetables are radiated. And it does damage the nutritional value and really destroys the ring structures. And there's major science on this. But
from what I understand, it kills the nutrients and the proteins in it and alters them. Yeah.
But But it also allows poultry producers and others, if they've got, you know, a lot of bacteria, or it allows them to have the meat be a lot dirtier and a lot worse conditions, mm-hmm. because then they can just radiate it. The problem is that what really makes you sick with bacteria and things, and this is in the case of meat, not these peppers, is that when the bacteria eat, they then excrete or defecate toxins. In fact, when you get most forms of food poisoning are not the bacteria. It's the toxins they excrete, the literal plaques. And so even though a lot of the meat producers irradiate it, you're still getting that toxin. Now, on top of that, and then I'm going to split. I just want to make sure I get this on air. I'm going to cover it tomorrow. I'm going to show people a close shot over there on the document cam. On top of that, meats and now vegetables are having, in Latin, it means bacteria-eating virus. If you translate the Latin into English. And they've been doing this it was authorized 5 years ago by the FDA. And it's a vaccine. They breed it in live tanks. And it's sprayed on most meat we eat. So we're being genetically manipulated. There's all sorts of stomach disorders and things being caused by the viruses that they spray. And people won't believe me. Guys, Google viruses sprayed on meat. Just search that term when they get a chance. Viruses sprayed on meat. And I want to show people the MSNBC or Associated Press when they authorized it 5 years ago. Again, viruses sprayed on meat. And click web and it'll come up. Just pick a mainstream source. There were literally thousands when they did it. So irradiation, viruses, everything else. I don't know if Papa John's meat is sprayed with that, but most processed meat is. But no, just red peppers. I mean, this is a plant. It's dried pepper. There should be no reason they're doing this. And I'm going to say this right now. I'm not going to eat Papa John's ever again until I'm going to start calling them up in like, you know, 6 months from now. And I'm going to say, do you still have radiated red pepper? Because they built these facilities all over the country and they used the radioactive waste they don't mix the radiation in with it. They beam it. But it's strong enough when they just run it through for a few seconds to kill everything. High powered radiation. And so they say, well, there's no radiation left, but it's basically made the food dead. Mm-hmm. And this is our society, and we better start saying no.
And
see, pretty soon you won't be able to get it unless it's radiated.
Exactly. Codex Alimentarius. They want to stop us from having those kind of nutrients. Can we zoom right in? Right to where my fingertip is. And it even has like a little nuclear symbol thing right there. See the little circle? Can we get in a little closer, guys? Here, I want to bring it up so we can try to get it right on there. There you go. There you go. You're zooming right in.
Crushed red peppers treated with radiation.
And there it is. That's perfect right
and
there.
I feel violated. You know, they know most people don't read the label. But you see this more and more. But now the feds have passed legislation where you don't have to tell you. I guess I should thank Papa John's for letting us know what they're doing. But, oh, look at the New York Times. Agency approves first use of viruses as food additive. That's the New York Times. Punch that up.
And that's from 2006.
Folks, wake up. They're saying there's nowhere to run from the global government letting you know, and they're spraying viruses on your meat. Show it. Agency approves first use of viruses as food additive. New York Times, the denial is over. Wake up, people. Warn your families.
And let me read just the first paragraph of this as Alex exits. A mix of bacteria-killing viruses may be sprayed on cold cuts, wieners, and sausages to combat commune microbes that kill hundreds of people a year. Kill hundreds of people a year! Folks, there's 6.5 billion people on the planet, and they're saying, we're doing this because hundreds of people are dying.
Tim out there was just saying, it's probably the only healthy part of the pizza, and now they're radiating that.
Well, I'm sure the cheese isn't real, let's be honest. You know what
but
I mean?
Of course, the corporation, you know, the CEO doesn't know. I guarantee you he's not part of the conspiracy. It's compartmentalized.
Absolutely. It's some underling somewhere trying to save the company a few bucks. And they're
this is being done by design. Make no mistake.
Well, the big companies that do that. Yeah, exactly. The ones that are putting it out there.
Again. I tell people they spray almost all your meat with hardcore viruses, mm-hmm. and they don't even believe it. I tell them a lot of your food's radiated now. People don't want to believe it.
You know, they feel uncomfortable.
I had a caller in my show today call in and say,
that he didn't believe that Australia and England and places were cracking down on the web.
I know.
He thinks it's feasibly that they've announced it. The government says Chinese style net censorship in Australia.
Well, Michael Whiteside, who's working on my film, he spent about 5 months in China on a project. And he's like, I couldn't believe how police state it was, how dirty it was, how people lived
but
in
But now
fear.
It's coming to England, Canada, and Australia yeah. are announcing web censorship openly, and I can't get the people to care.
And he could not get on YouTube. Couldn't get on YouTube, folks. He tried getting on proxies all the time. They've got it under control over in China. And that's, again, what's coming to the United States. That's the reason that the headline
is... Yeah, but people
is,
think it's impossible to even do it. It's been announced.
I don't know how they think it's impossible. Obviously, they don't understand
you know
how computers work.
Even when they can't get to sites, they won't believe it's happening.
Yeah, that's true.
Even when they can't get to sites, you'll go, you can't get to my site now because they've done... And they'll go, oh, no, it's not.
No, it'll be back. It'll be back. Folks, YouTube, illegal in China. Why would you want to make something like YouTube illegal? God forbid we have open source information. God forbid the people are able to speak their mind. God forbid the media is open sourced to the world so that we can see all perspectives, all viewpoints, but there's only one viewpoint they want to shove down your throat. And that's collectivism under global governance. Say it with me. Global governance. That's their goal. We'll be back after this taking your calls. 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
safety, FDA okays virus cocktail to keep cold cuts clean. And this is September 19th, 2006. The other article, this one's ABC News, is New York Times, August 19th, 2006. Imagine all the goodies they're doing that they're not telling you about, folks. When they're spraying the meat with viruses, live viruses, and we are clamoring it. You're feeding your kids Lunchables from Oscar Mayer. You want to feel good about yourself, so you won't even pay attention to me or Alex Jones. You'll say it doesn't exist, and you'll just keep feeding your child processed poison because it's cheap, it's easy, and that's the new American way, to be a sloth-like zombie who doesn't give a real damn about his family and friends because he's not man enough to step up to the plate and admit reality. There is a reality, folks. It's not just perception like Karl Rove will tell you, okay? There's a real world government that is gaining momentum and power by the very minute. And it is hell-bent on controlling you and yours. They want you to consume and eat poison. They want you into a slave grid of control and compliance. They want a worldwide mind, a system of command and control, an open system of tyranny. And that's why there's live virus in the meats. That's why there's cancer viruses in the vaccinations. That's why there's a huge campaign to trick you into taking an H1N1 vaccine for something that's not really even H1N1. It's H1N1, H5N1, and a human flu virus combinant. But they just say, pig flu, pigs are bad, take the shot, everybody's going to die, and people line up in droves. Like the chattel they talk about in their policy papers. All right, let's take some callers. Let's go to Josh in California. Josh on the line. Yes, sir.
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
I had a couple of points I wanted to bring up and talk with you about, and hopefully, we can talk about them and you won't cut me off and kick me off.
All right, go for it.
One is I want to say I understand that you don't want to have the program all about Bill Cooper, which I don't blame you. But I do want to defend him and say that I agree with the caller that what he was saying originally last week about Bill. He mentioned something. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening, man.
Yeah, okay. He mentioned something about how Bill stood up for what he believed in, and you had brought up the point that he died because he was not going into court for an IRS issue.
Whoa. It wasn't not going into court. He shot at cops, man. He killed one. And the cop that got killed... Hold on. Let me stop, Josh. The cop that he killed, do you think he was the one persecuting Bill Cooper? Do you think he was the one that filed the IRS charges against him? No, he was a beat cop who got sent there with other police officers to go get somebody, and he got his head blown off. That's not the enemy. That's not engaging the enemy to me. That's not a smart way to play the game. You know what I advocate? I advocate peaceful resistance. Throughout history, the only real changes that have come to humanity are from people like Martin Luther King and Gandhi, not people that are willing to fire on somebody that they don't know from Adam. So I'm going to stop it right there, and I'm going to continue on with the show, because again, I'm not attacking Bill Cooper. I think he's done a lot of great things. I encourage people to check out his research and his information. I just don't cover green men from Mars and just about every other crazy thing out there. Now, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to read ABC News and CNN and give you the facts. We're going to come back with your phone calls after this. It's the Info Warrior.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
I love their NutriCafe. Great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Remain a free human being. Take on the tyrants and oppose the new world order. That's what I've got left in my life while I'm on this earth. And before I go back to your calls, I wanted to read this headline because it was kind of funny and comical to me. Afghanistan unveils new cabinet. Technocrats stay. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because it's okay for us to talk about the technocrats over in Afghanistan, even though we run the show over there. It's admitted that we fund Karzai's brother, who's the lead opium dealer, but we won't talk about the technocrats that truly run society, the ones that are really pulling the strings here in the Anglo-American Empire. So I just thought it was kind of funny that they used the term technocrat to describe Afghanistan and its establishment, but they refuse to talk about the true puppet masters that are technocratic, that are worshipers of Kurzweil, that do believe all these odd eugenics things where we are literally the slave class underneath their god race. But they'll talk about the Afghanistan technocrats. Completely ludicrous. All right, let's keep with your calls. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason Berman, how are you this evening?
Good.
A couple questions for you. Number one, in talking about the peaceful evolution, I think you and Alex Jones need to keep preaching that word out and talking about peace because, you know, the New World Order, the Illuminati, want everyone to revolt, use violence, and to instill martial law against us. So maybe invite guests to, you know, who are about peace on the show and, you know, spread this energy throughout planet Earth. Everyone's all drugged out on mercury and...
Well, one of the things that really stuck with me the first time that I ever encountered anything Alex Jones, okay, it was Road to Tyranny. And there was a little clip in there during the Waco situation where Alex Jones confronted an FBI agent who was spinning to the media what had actually happened. Didn't want to talk about the fact they were firing automatic weapons with night vision goggles on men, women, and children who were trying to run out the back, refused to discuss the fact that they firebombed the place with a tank. And Alex Jones goes up to the guy and says, look, buddy, there's a revolution of peaceful information coming. And when it hits, people like you are going to be exposed. And I believe that to this day. It's through peaceful information that I have been able to reach millions and millions of people through my films. The same with Alex Jones. So, you know, if we want to have an impact on society, we better take a real good look in the mirror of what we want that society to be. And I'm not looking for people to be lockstep in agreement with everything I say and everything I do. You know, dissent really is the highest form of patriotism in my mind. But I would rather stand toe-to-toe with somebody that I know is willing to stand there peacefully and give up their life for this information, for this cause, rather than just, you know, be some kind of a nutbag indiscriminately firing weapons at somebody they don't even know. They don't know what they drive, what house they live in, who their family is. Look, when I look at somebody in the eye, I hope that I can reach them intellectually through the power of words, through the power of expression, through the power of being a human being. I don't want to take the easy way out and say, we're going to kill them all. Doesn't work like that. That's not the kind of humanity that I am fighting for. I thank you for the call, Julio. Great caller. Let's go to, we're already up in the segment. I guess on the other side, we'll go to Matt in California, George in Illinois, Tom in Connecticut, and many more. The call line is 888-201-2244. We are in the final hour of the Info Warrior. And remember, if you missed any of the program, at the end of the program, you go to theinfowarrior.com and get the podcast. Back after this.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Sitting here talking about Tiger Woods and his 16 frothy little mistresses, and of course Brittany Murphy just dying of what looks like a heroin overdose or crack cocaine or God knows what they're saying, it's a heart attack, but she was emaciated on the last set of her movie, so that tells me drug use. We cover the real issues. Not that it's not tragic when a Hollywood starlet, you know, succumbs to drug abuse and dies, but we don't really care about that garbage. That doesn't affect my everyday life, okay? That doesn't affect, you know, what I'm going to do today, how I'm going to try to take on the system of tyranny, how I'm trying to empower those around me with information that can literally save our lives. I'm not ninnying about my favorite sports team. I'm not concerned about, you know, the latest movie. I didn't go see Avatar this weekend. A lot of people were like, Jason, let's go see Avatar's coming. I'll wait. All right. I want to see it, but, I'm not frothing at the bit to go see it. I would actually rather go see something like The Men Who Stare at Goats, the picture based on John Ronson's book, which really gets into some of the United States mind control programs. I was a big fan of the documentaries he did, especially Crazy Rulers of the World, which that is based on. Before I go back to your calls, I wanted to hit a little tech blitz. Boeing's Dreamliner takes flight at last. 787 has begun its test. And why am I talking about this? Because this is an enormous plane. It's an enormous business deal for Boeing. And this plane is able to go from New York to Hong Kong without stopping. Okay, so it can hold a vast amount of fuel and a vast amount of people. They're saying up to 330 passengers. So this could really revolutionize the way people fly both internationally and cross-country. I thought I'd hit that one up. And I'll save that one for a moment. But this one right here, anti-aging pill developed that cuts wrinkles and makes skin look younger. Again, people like Kurzweil have talked about this for years. And there are some really stunning anti-aging tests and papers out there that have de-aged mice, that have de-aged smaller mammalian organisms out there. So it's not out of the realm of possibility. It's not kookery. It's actual science. Look into it. This one's out of The Telegraph, by the way. A one-day pill the size of a Smartie that claims to be able to give younger-looking skin and fewer wrinkles is being hailed as the latest weapon against aging. Hey, if it works, I'll get on that stuff. I'd love to look like I'm, you know, 35 when I'm 72. It sounds good to me. That's the way Jason Burmes would like to roll. There's nothing wrong with wanting to live a long and healthy life. I hope I live to 200 years old. You know, I want to live. I love life. I love humanity. I love the world around me. There is so much to do, so much to experience, so much to bask in on this great planet Earth. And we really do take that for granted almost every single day, even just walking through the park, even walking through my backyard with my dogs, man. I'm a lucky guy. I'm a pretty free human being. I live in my own place. I've got my own plot of land. No one's telling me what to do or how to live out there, but they want to. And I see that. And I fight against it every day. All right, let's continue with the callers. We got a big lineup here. Let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, hey.
Let them know, man. You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I'm up here in rainy Northern California, and there's a local newspaper here called the Bohemian. Now, before people's antenna go up, it's just like anybody's local newspaper, you know, like Good Times down in Santa Cruz. It's a local newspaper. Mm-hmm. At lunch the other day, I was reading an article in there about a guy, a local man, a small business owner. He had $15,000-$16,000 credit card debt, and for 5 years, he paid everything on time, and he missed 4 days of payments. You know, he was 4 days late.
Mm-hmm.
And he pays them, and it goes through the roof. You know, I think it was 3.99 to 32.6%.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is with one of the major credit card companies. Mm-hmm. Now, what he's doing, and I think it's just absolutely genius, and the article said there was a couple of attorneys that quoted in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he's citing the fact that since the bailouts, the United States government, according to the Eighth Amendment, cannot impose excessive fines on individuals. Now that we became part ownerships of this particular credit card company as taxpayers, he's fighting it under that clause.
So he's trying to use the bailout.
He's representing himself.
He's trying to use the bailout, as dire a situation as that is, to his advantage, saying that the people now really do own the banks.
The government owning at least about 50% can't impose excessive fines according to the Eighth Amendment. And he's called them and went through all the correct channels.
Mm-hmm.
And they will not lower the rates, and it's gone through the roof, and they've since turned it over, and he wants to make it right, but he can't. He can't find it justifiable. And all the only reason he is doing this, and he's got plenty of money to pay it, according to the article, is that he's doing it because he's fighting for people out there because he's sick of.
He's
them
fighting for the little guy, and he's sick of us being taken advantage of.
Blown away by the article. It's
yo, send us that article, man. If you've got a headline, give it out on the air, and we'll look for it right now. Maybe we'll do an InfoWars story about it. What's the headline?
Genius.
What's the headline?
I don't remember. It's this month's issue of the Bohemian, which is a local. I'm in Sebastopol up here.
All right, Matt. I'll check it out. I love the call. Thank you so much, my man. Let's go to George in Illinois. George, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, I got two real quick questions. With this trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed coming up, do you think we'll get anything new about 9/11 coming
Absolutely.
Up?
Absolutely. Absolutely going to get some new stuff. That's why I'm all for this trial being in New York City. Look, you look at even the quote-unquote 20th hijacker trial, even though it's pretty much come out that Zacharias Moussaoui was in no way the 20th hijacker. They've come up with two other names that were supposedly the 20th hijacker. But during the trial, you know, first of all, he had a trial most people don't know about that was thrown out of court. You know, the judge was just like, look, there's no evidence here. So then they retried him. And in that retrial, it came out on the news. And you can just type this into YouTube. In fact, we may type it into YouTube. You type in Stunbelt 9/11 Moussaoui or whatever. And it came out that during the trial, they put a stun belt on Moussaoui so that he could not say what he wanted to. And if he said anything out of line, they'd simply shock him and stop him from speaking. So, yes, I absolutely believe there will be more stuff coming out about 9/11. There'll be a ton more disinformation. But through the buffet of lies, we will find a little more truth. What else you got for me, George?
And what kind of role do you think the Pentagon is going to play in the world government? Because they just, I don't know if you guys have covered this, but the Air Force just attacked Yemen about 2 days ago, and I really think that the Pentagon's far more powerful than, say, like the United Nations.
Ooh, all right. Well, here's the deal. The United Nations doesn't really have any power in and of itself. Now, the Pentagon, however, has such a system of black operations and covert programs that intertwine with the quote-unquote continuity of government program, which is really the shadow government in this country. Now, as far as government networks go, yes, the Pentagon is extremely powerful. Without the Pentagon, 9/11 could have never happened. Of course, you had to coordinate the drills on 9/11 to, you know, basically mimic the attacks as they happened, to confuse people that were good on the inside of the government that were taking part in this. Number two, if you look at this, not only did they need the drills, but they needed to be able to cover it up after the fact. And the Pentagon definitely has people within the media centers. In 2000, it was reported by CNN that in their base office in Atlanta, Georgia, they had found two CIA members, but then they said they were just interns. So in that respect, oh my God, is the Pentagon so much more powerful. But in the respect that the United Nations is this world body that is really controlled by international banksters and corporate criminals, they have much more power, because a thing like 9/11 can't be funded and set up and backed without, say, someone on the inside like a Rockefeller or a Rothschild. You need the bigger names to really coordinate the efforts. And if you look at the players in 9/11 that could probably be prosecuted for your crimes on that morning, particularly Dick Cheney and people like Paul Wolfowitz and Donald Rumsfeld, what school do they come from? They come from this Rockefeller school that is based on globalism. And if you read Rockefeller's own memoirs, he admits in it that he and his family are part of a cabal that are trying to establish a global government system. Check out the quote yourself. So in that respect, I'd say they're a little bit more powerful. I really hope that I'm able to bring into focus the whole New World Order global government scheme through the organizations they use, such as the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg Group and the Bohemian Club and Skull and Bones and this type of thing, intertwined with the continuity of government program, the Iran-Contra scandal. All these things get covered in my latest film. By the way, we are pushing back the release date. No surprises here. I just want people to know it will be released now on March 15th. That's March 15th. 2010. We had to push it back just 1 month to really hone in on the graphic and pace elements of the film. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Tom in Connecticut. Tom, you're online.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man.
Listen, I'm a first-time caller, and I've been looking at what you guys are doing, you and Alex, and I'm wondering, I want to find the most important information out there as to the global government issues.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say you turn to as a resource most often?
That's a good question. Now, for me, since I do documentary films, a lot of my base research is simply from their own meetings and documents. Let me give you an example. When I'm pulling up news clips for my films, I'll go to the Vanderbilt Television Archive and I will Google a term like global governance or One World Order or New World Order, and I will find different news clips related to that. If I go to the C-SPAN Archive, and that dates back
to the late 80s, early 90s with some consistency. I'll do the same thing. So I'll come up with, you know, when I did the New World Order one, I must have found maybe 300 or 400 different clips where people at least discuss the term. So then I'll go in, I'll see where they discuss the term. I'll probably purchase the DVD. The DVD will come in and then I'll watch the entire thing. You know, people like Noam Chomsky, for example, in the early 90s were giving lectures called The New World Order. I purchased that one. So there's a lot of that kind of base material, and then there's so much more. So hold over, Tom. I'm going to try to answer your question in even more depth. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Go check us out over at PrisonPlan.tv and InfoWars.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Subject on
you know, one of the best source materials to really research global government, the New World Order, their master plan, eugenics, this information. And, you know, Tom, if you're looking just for some concise information, if you're not like myself, you know, a filmmaker out there that's hitting all the mainstream spots, hitting up the Vanderbilt Television Archive, C-SPAN.org, and the likes, I would have to say that the films that we've produced here at Infowars.com, such as Endgame, you know, Endgame really goes into the New World Order master plan. The reason I'm doing this Invisible Empire film is because I think people not only need to know the organizations, but that this is their term. And in the first 30 minutes, there must be 40 or 50 separate New World Order quotes by prominent people. So I'm hoping that this next film, Invisible Empire, is a huge tool to expose the globalists and their plan. However, right now, if you're looking for some good stuff that's available, I would say, again, Endgame. If you want to learn how an international intelligence organization carried out 9/11 and the different aspects of that, I think that's very important to understanding the globalist plot. Fabled Enemies is the way to go on that. And two other films that I think put it all together are Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism and the Financial Control. And then a very old film called The Capitalist Conspiracy, which is really more like a slideshow that you would have watched in high school during the 80s, produced in the 70s, by a man named G. Edward Griffin, who wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island. And G. Edward Griffin, of course, is heavily featured in my new film, Invisible Empire. So right off the bat, I would say that those four films probably take you somewhere in the range of 6 to 8 hours to watch all that stuff. I don't know how long to soak it all in, but obviously a lot of information there. I recommend those ones. Anything else, Tom?
Well, yeah, I wanted to ask you, because I hear Alex all the time, are you just on Sundays?
I am just on Sundays. I used to do a weekly show, 9 to midnight. You can get the archives there. I did that for about 6 months, but then when I really started gearing into this film, I can't tell you how hard it is to produce a 90 to 120 minute documentary. It is overwhelming. You know, the people that do this at over at something like an IFC or over at AMC or CBS or the History Channel, they have vast more resources than a Jason Burmes. You know, up until about a week ago, it was me, my graphics guy, and a movie. And now I was able to get two more people in the office to work on the film and to try to get it along and get it out to the people on March 15th, 2010. But it is quite difficult. So, look, man, just go check out as much source material as you can. I mean, YouTube is a great tool. If you type in the term New World Order, I mean, you can watch or you can hear the audio of, say, Richard Nixon back in the 70s talking about it in China and so much more. Be your own detective. Be your own researcher. Don't take anybody's word for anything. Go into it yourself. And, you know, I love it when people try to prove me wrong, because 9 times out of 10, they come out going, wow, you were 110% right. And that 1 time out of 10, I'm usually not wrong. They just have a different interpretation of it. I thank you for the call, Tom. Let's go to Jerry in California. Jerry, you're on the line.
Yeah, man. Hey, I got 2 points to bring up, and one of them, I was there personally.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, swine flu. Mm-hmm. In 1976, I was stationed at Yokosuka, Japan, and they told me I had to get a flu shot. I told them 3 times. But the Marines, I was Navy, the Marines had to get it under a lawful order. Mm-hmm. Now, 2 weeks later, they came. Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I missed the last part. You faded out there. Now, 2 weeks later, you said what happened?
2 weeks later, they stopped all shots in the military because they were killing people across the planet.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, and that came out in 1976. It was almost the same exact script. The only difference was that it was legitimately H1N1. It was swine flu. It wasn't this combinant of three separate types of flu. And we have that 60 Minutes piece where this woman was literally crippled. And we know that thousands of people also died from the shot. It's been declassified. Hell, Dr. Oz, the big Oprah star and a guy who has his own television show now, actually went out there and on CNN and said, well, you know, I'm Dr. Oz here, but I'm Mr. Oz at home. So the wife and I have decided that our 4 children won't be inoculated. And he even talked about Guillain-Barré in the 70s. What's your second point, Jerry?
Okay, about 1972, I'm trying, that's close enough. I was mm-hmm. stationed on the USS Pyro, and I used to get bread supplies. We were in Port Chicago, And I was talking to the driver, and he was talking about how they radiate bacon. So that ties into your other point.
Well, you know, even back in the 70s and even late 60s, Frankenfood was in its beginnings. Companies like Monsanto said, hey, we have a better way. We'll just radiate everything, and the people will clamor for it. We're going to continue with your calls on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. It's December 20th. Happy holidays, y'all. Be back after this.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild.
A 21 guns, a box made of pine. We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're taking your calls, zipping through them. Brent in New York City. Brent, you're on the line. Oh, how's that global warming doing for you, by the way? I hear, what is it like, I think it was like 18 inches in New York City. Maybe I'm off. Brent?
Nah, it's only about a foot here so far.
Only like a foot?
That's not snowing at the moment.
Gotcha, gotcha. What do you got for me today, Brent?
Listen, I just first want to say happy holidays and thank you, Alex, and, you know, all the behind-the-scenes staff that you guys have and presenting the information. I had something new every time. Well, I learned something new every time that I listen to you guys, like the stun belt thing with the guy on trial, mm-hmm. You know, the patsy on trial for 9/11.
Yep.
I appreciate that. The sources and different things of that nature that you guys bring up. But I had one question related to what's coming up at the end of the year, the Codex Alimentarius thing. Have you heard anything new about that? I mean, it was big news within the last year or two, but now I haven't heard much about it.
And you know, I haven't heard a lot about it either. And for those that don't know what Codex Alimentarius is, it is the systematic control of our food supply. Basically, the FDA trying to regulate what kind of vitamins can be put out there, what we're allowed to put in our system, the end of organic foods. And apparently, this is supposed to all take place in 2012. And they've kind of led into it and slowly began to try to regulate these different things. I have not heard much on that front in the last 6 or so months. So if there is anybody out there that knows how the progression of Codex Alimentarius is going, whether or not they're trying to enforce it in different areas, whether or not they're trying to pass through even more nightmarish legislation, please call into the show or give us an email and give us a brush up. I know that Alex has some guests on. I think he had someone on about 4 or 5 months ago on that very subject. I thank you for the call, Brent. Let's jump to John in Washington. John, you're on the line. Yes, sir, John. And do we have him? Is this the same guy that dropped last time? I don't know. John, I you were a good caller. I got like 3 words out of you the last time, but it doesn't seem like you can stick through. Something must be wrong with your phone system. Maybe you got one of those IP phones, brother. Get a cell phone. Let's go to Kerry in Georgia. Kerry, you're online.
All right, Jason. Been a big fan of yours, and I was listening to you earlier talking about China making uniforms for our troops. Is that what
it's not? It's not our troops. It's actually the UK troops. Okay. The United States did decline to get this new model of soldier. Let me see what it is. Here it is right here. Here's the headline. It's out of the Telegraph, and it is British Army to get new uniforms turned down by the U.S. and made in China. The British Army is introducing a new camouflage design for all its soldiers after tests showed that it made them less likely to be seen by the enemy. But if you'll remember, the United States really revamped their entire uniform system just before, or actually, I think it was just before the Iraq War, sometime after the Afghanistan invasion, where instead of the traditional camouflage, it went to more of a digital type camouflage. It was still there, but it had like the little pixelated squares and whatever. And they also swapped the way the flag was represented. It used to be that it was right side the regular way, and then they reversed the symbol of the flag.
I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the things that come shipped from China that are sold over here, all you got to do is Google RFID chip sewn into seam of clothes.
Yeah.
And you'll get, you know, lots of stories about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so that when you check out, it's already in the product.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, they're ordering them from China and they're already,
chances are there's RFID tags in them anyway because they are military. When I interviewed Tommy Thompson, who was the ex-head of Health and Human Services back in 2007 in the run-up to the 2008 election when he was still on the Republican ticket during the primaries, he openly stated that there would be vast military uses for this RFID technology and that it was the future and there would be no way to get away from it. I thank you for the call, Kerry. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man.
Two quick statements and then a question.
Mm-hmm.
The statements being Ron Paul 2012, let's get it started, everybody out there. It's our ball to carry it, whether he runs or not. The other one is call the Republicans, not the Democrats, to get this health care bill stopped. And anytime anybody wants to bring up William Cooper, I would say maybe we should have Robert Martinez's family on and talk about how William Cooper killed their relative.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, I hear you, man, and I'm not about to make a big debate between me and, you know, a dead man who actually did some good things. But, you know, I just, when somebody calls in and they say, you know, this is the height of the Patriot movement, he's 100% right, he's what this movement should be all about, I have to disagree in spades, man. That's not what this movement is about. He did pave the way for a lot of us, but at the same time, we have to be rational thinking human beings, and we should not focus on the past. We need to drive through the future. What do you got for me, Chuck?
Besides that, not much, man. I don't think that we can align ourselves that much with Bill Cooper. I mean, I just don't think we can. Like you said, submarines at the North Pole, and I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm not saying that everyone out there that is into him shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't welcome them in. But when people want to call up and say, Jason Burmis and Alex Jones, you guys, you know, are no good, even worse. I mean, some of the stuff Bill Cooper said about Alex, come on.
No, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you 110%. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Cosma in Canada. Cosma, you're on the line.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so you can hear me good.
Yep.
I have too many questions. I have too many things to say. I'll keep it short. I have a curiosity. How is your safety? Because you guys are sharing so much information that...
All right, let me address that. Let me address that, Cosmo.
How are you guys securing yourselves again?
Yeah, sure. Let me address that, and then I'll let you get in the second question since you've got so much to talk about. Look, man, I can't live in fear. I refuse to wake up every morning with my, you know, eyes looking over my shoulder, being in fear of where I'm going to go or what I'm going to do or who's after me. I've had some pretty weird experiences. I've traveled the country. I've gotten a few veiled threats. I've gotten some threatening phone calls, but I don't let it get to me. You know what scares me more? What scares me more is that a criminal element within our government worked with an international intelligence organization to carry out 9/11 and kill 3,000 plus Americans in the city I love, in the middle of Manhattan, in a building I had been in several times and marveled at as a child. That scares me more, that people won't step up and fight these people. So I am more than willing to give up my life. It's, you know, I've lived a good one. I'm going to keep pressing forward throughout my life. And I just refuse to live in any sort of fear. I don't have a bodyguard. Jason Burmis, you know, isn't paranoid, you know, wondering who's calling him on the phone or who's outside his house. If it's going to happen, man, it's going to happen. I am one man. If they truly want to get me, they're going to get me. But if they get me, man, it's like Star Wars. I only become hundreds, if not thousands times more powerful. They say Jason Burmis got assassinated. Well, geez, maybe the movies he made are legitimate. And then all of a sudden, you know, Loose Change starts getting tens of millions of views again. Fabled Enemies is seen by millions of people. You know, Invisible Empire, which will be out in March, you know, becomes this mantra. So I don't think it's in their best interest to do such a thing. And if it is, let him come and get me, man, because I'm not going to shut up. Because I'm just not going to do it, man. I'm just not going to succumb to the fear that so many people are willing to do, to go along, to get along. Oh, yeah, I know my company's involved in mass genocide. No big deal. It's not me. No, it is a big deal. Maybe you should find another company to work for. Oh, you know, my government's invading Afghanistan and Iraq, and they want to build a Eurasian Union. It's not really my problem. No, it is your problem. It's your brothers and sisters that are going out and fighting that war. So I really feel like my best weapon is my voice, and I refuse to live in fear because of it. I'll let you get one more question in, Cosma. Go ahead.
I was gonna say that in front of the 9/11 World Trade Centers, there was a small Greek Orthodox Christian church, and there was a group of people that went there, and they offered a lot of money for that little Christian church to destroy it. And basically, I just want to share that. And also, I want to say that I had my Facebook account locked down because I was sharing a lot of information about Illuminati's, about all this things, Bilderberg.
Yeah, the Facebook is almost like China, my man. They will shut you down at the whim. They don't even give you a warning. And I've seen people with thousands of friends get shut down overnight. And you just got to, you know, buck up, get a new account, and keep doing the same thing over and over again. Have them shut you down a dozen times. Make it so that fuels you to be stronger, my man. Cosma, I thank you for the call. Keep it up in the info war, brother. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How you doing? How you doing this evening?
Good, good.
A couple quick comments. I'm putting articles and videos up on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting comments. I just started doing it today.
Well, sometimes I don't even get comments, man. I mean, I'll post things in the show, and maybe I'll get one or two, and I got 5,000 friends. It usually doesn't discourage me. You know, yeah. It goes into your friend's news feed, number one. Facebook is a great tool. It's not the only tool out there. YouTube is a great tool. It's not the only tool out there. And you really got to work to have a really good Facebook account, to have a really good YouTube account. You got to put more into it. So don't be discouraged if it's your first month or two on Facebook and you're out there, you know, sending out flyers. You know, Rome, yeah, dude, Rome wasn't built in a day. Do you think that I got out here making films and doing talk radio overnight? No, it started out with me in 2002, before you could really even burn a DVD-R, because DVD-Rs were around $5 to $10. I was burning Alex Jones films in 2002 on CDRs in WMV format for people to watch things on a computer, being laughed at, being ridiculed. I was at the Thanksgiving table in 2003 with everybody with their jaw on the floor, couldn't believe what I was saying to them. It is only through great tenacity and the will to bring this information to all people, whether they be your friends, your families, your coworkers, or complete strangers, that you're ever going to make headway. And I was never guaranteed some kind of a movie deal because I did this. I was never guaranteed some kind of a radio show because I did this. I did this because I felt like it was the right thing to do. I felt in my heart that evil was encompassing not only the nation, but the world. And I had to try to make a small difference if I could. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I told you a couple of weeks back, I was in a eco-science class in my college, but I'm finished with that class. I haven't heard any response back from my instructor on the material I give her about the global warming scam. Mm-hmm. She hasn't gotten back on that one yet. But my current class is now American government.
Oh.
And I was wondering if you could... Yeah, uh-huh. I was wondering if you could give me a recommendation. I'm doing a 1,400-word paper on civil liberties.
Civil liberties. Well, you know what I would do? All right, I'll tell you what I would do. You want it, you got it. I would do a paper on how our civil liberties have been eroded since 9/11, but I'd only make that my opening paragraph, and I would focus on the court case and write this down because there's a lot of information about it. Hepting versus AT&T. And that makes me kind of want to play this clip, but I've got some more callers, so I'm going to let you find the clip on your own. If you type in Olbermann, AT&T, and just type in Olbermann AT&T and it will come up. And it basically reveals – what's it called? AT&T whistleblower. Okay, AT&T whistleblower Olbermann. It basically reveals that, in fact, all of our information on our cell phones and on our computers have been tracked, traced, and databased since 9/11. All the telecommunication companies have a separate room where the Ethernet wire is split and all the digital information is downloaded into a hard drive, and then it goes through Promise and Carnivore. Now, this went to court twice. It was thrown out twice. It was thrown out by the Supreme Court after an appeal based on national security. And only 2 months ago, Eric Holder, and you type this in, Eric Holder told them to shut down all the cases related to unwarranted wiretapping and surveillance due to national security concerns. So again, this happened during the Bush administration and probably before, but we can prove it to a T that it was happening before the Bush administration and into the Obama administration. So I would make that point on civil liberties, and I might even sneak in the point that if they're not tracking, tracing, and databasing everything we do prior to 9/11, how is it that 500,000 texts, emails, and pages were leaked? How is it that 500,000 texts, pages, and emails were leaked if they're not surveilling us from 9/11? And this just happened a month ago. It seems pretty impossible. It seems that there had to be a government database that had all that information. Or how would it leak out, Steve? So that is my suggestion to you. Do one on civil liberties. Do it on the AT&T whistleblower and how they are tracking, tracing, and databasing us daily. I thank you for the call, Steve. Let's go to Curtis in Illinois. Curtis, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
How are you doing, Jason? Hopefully everyone is watching C-SPAN 2 tonight. Mm-hmm. Healthcare debate is currently on right now. Mm-hmm. Don't understand why at midnight, 11 o'clock here in Illinois, they're going to decide, I think, to vote on this.
That's right. We've been taping it all day. We've been taping it. In fact, you know, a lot of people don't understand how hard I actually work here. In between segments, I'm going to check the break room to make sure there's a DVD in so we can tape as much debate as been going on. I've been here since 1 p.m, and we've probably gotten 6 hours of the debate on tape. After this, I'm going to have to go throw in yet another tape. We're going to try to get all 12. Go ahead, Curtis.
saw the clip online, We Are Change Chicago, talking to Rob Blagojevich. Maybe this could be the strike where we can impeach Obama if he, along with him violating the Logan Act, being president of the world at the U.N. A couple of months ago. But it's
so Secretary
and,
General, yes.
Him and Nazi Chief Rahm Emanuel do get called in a trial. This could be something huge where we could also try to impeach Obama. Do you think maybe you or Alex Jones could interview some constitutional lawyers, let's get something together as freedom fighters and try to impeach this man and expose him as a puppet for the New World Order at the same time we audit the Fed and get rid of these global bankers trying to take over the world?
Well, that, obviously that's the goal, Curtis. And, you know, for us to do something like that, we'd have to have the constitutional lawyers really step up and go after Obama themselves. And then obviously we would cover that. We've had Phil Berg on the program. We know it's a hot button issue, whether or not the birth certificate is real. But there is so much more that this man has done to usurp the Constitution and Bill of Rights and us as United States citizens, that I hope that there are other constitutional lawyers that step up to the plate and try to go after this man, especially in the case with him taking head of the UN Security Council while he sat as president of the United States of America. A clear conflict of interest, a clear move towards global governance and corporate dominance over our lives. If you thought this guy was for real, how could he go to the Copenhagen Climate Summit knowing it was a fraud after the emails had been exposed? You notice you haven't heard anybody from the Obama administration, Obama in particular, even comment on these emails. Probably the biggest story of the past 5 years, and the man won't even comment on it. And what does he do? He goes overseas and he signs on to some pact that we don't even know about with nations we're not sure even signed with him. And then we get this headline out of the Washington Post, U.S. and China to lead the new world order. Final segment after this, it's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure,
and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the medias these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the Insurgents.
And we are back for the final segment of the Info Warrior. I want to implore all the listeners out there. We are 5 days away from Christmas, and nothing says the gift of giving like information. Get yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for only $40 a year, $39.95. That's like $3 to $4 a month. You can't even get a value meal for that for a day. And we're talking every single Alex Jones film out there, all of my films, other great films, and of course, the daily broadcast via a video, 2 hours a day, the Alex Jones Show, and of course, the Info Warrior, 3 hours a week, Sunday, 6 to 9 Central. Please get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Share it with your friends and family. Like I said, the gift that keeps on giving is the truth. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. Tom, you're on the line.
Hi, Mr. Burmis. Great show you have.
Well, thank you.
I especially wanted to commend you for pointing out earlier in your show about the difference between the ordinary beat police officer and those who may be working for the government in a law enforcement type capacity with certain agendas.
Absolutely.
I'm a retired police officer, and I can tell you that the majority of police officers out there, at least, and I can only speak for the time that I served, and that was in the mid-80s, and I retired in the early part of, well, it was 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that the majority of police during my tenure were not in league with prosecutors. Although it may sound cliche, most of us really held true to our fundamental duty to serve our fellow citizens, to safeguard lives and property, and to highly respect their constitutional rights, their liberty, and their right to justice and equality.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's unfortunate when you have a few bad cops, and they're out there like with any profession, they tend to make hundreds of others look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And you always hear about the times when you have an officer who does the wrong thing, and certainly we all acknowledge that that happens. Again, I wanted your listeners, and I, from the way you spoke, I think you realize as well, most of us out there, we are very concerned about protecting folks' rights under the Constitution, because at the end of the day, we're citizens as well, and believe me, we are not given any special privileges when it comes to violations of the law. In fact, prosecutors will come after us like pit bulls, more so than they would an average citizen. So we're very concerned about constitutional rights being protected. We can't always be as vocal as some folks can, especially when we're still wearing the uniform. But we're out there, and we're out there in numbers. And I appreciate that that you realize that there is a difference between the beat cop just out there protecting people's lives and liberty, and those who do have agendas within the government. Thanks.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you, Tom. Great caller out there. Yeah, folks, you know, your neighborhood police officer, 9 times out of 10, is somebody that's waiting to be awoken. Someone who does want to see this information. Yeah, every once in a while, you get a power-hungry cop that gets out of control. But believe me, you know, in this universe, sometimes things come back. And in this final few seconds, you know, it wasn't so long ago, back in 2003, just around this time, I did have a cop arrest me, cuff me, punch me in the face. The charges eventually were dropped. But this guy's under investigation right now because he let off 14 shots at an unarmed man. He's going to lose his job. So what goes around comes around, folks. It's the Info Warrior. Go check out the podcast at theinfowarrior.com. God bless you all.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.